Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Hello, and welcome to the Made of Music Adventure Show, with me, Andrew, and my friend Quinn on Team Talk.
And all his various and sundry Android devices that decided to open the show.
Yeah, that was funny. So, we were just talking about the Hellfire Ring in Diablo 3 that I'm attempting to acquire. It's like... this item they added for end game questing, basically. So it's like a super powerful ring you can get that, and depending on like which one you build, you pick the primary stat, and it'll be like the stat will be like between like 100 plus 170 to 200 of like a stat. So I'll probably either pick strength or vitality.
Well, you may be interested to know that the Android devices have just been suppressed for sound. Not that anybody really cares in their work devices, so they're just aimlessly making noise.
Yeah. So. I just saw Iron Man 3.
What did you think?
It was good. But I think the other two were much better.
I saw an interesting comment earlier in the day on Twitter where somebody was saying something about they were really questioning the lighting quality of the movie.
The lighting quality?
Well, the lighting. As in the lighting of scenes and things of that nature.
Yeah. Like they had it set to low instead of like DirectX 11?
The movie.
I know. I was making a bad joke.
It went over my head. I had a phone in my hand. I was distracted.
Sahara says, was he made with more iron? Can I stick a fridge magnet on him? I don't know. Maybe. I thought that they did an interesting thing. There was some funny jokes and. But I just felt like this. It didn't feel like the scale of it was at the same level as the first two. Maybe it was just because Jon Favreau wasn't the one directing it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was fun. It was an all right movie.
Yeah, very good.
But I definitely think the first two were much better.
I was definitely impressed with the first one.
Yeah. See, that was the thing. See, I kind of have always not been sure which of the first two I like better. What I didn't like about the first one was their villain. Is the typical like Marvel villain in like almost every Marvel movie. Like, it's like when they do a new, like they do a character in a modern movie for the first time. Okay, there's our hero. We're gonna set up like our hero's sort of origin story. Okay, and he's gonna be out there being a hero. Then, oh my God, there's gonna be a bad guy that's exactly the same as him, except he's evil.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like, how many times do we have to do this? You know? That was my problem with the first movie.
Yeah.
But I thought it was still excellent. I thought it was like a really good movie.
They managed to
in
do
fact,
it in such
until The Dark Knight came out, I thought that was probably the best comic book movie. But still, I think The Dark Knight holds the title by far.
Yeah.
If I was any sort of authority. which I'm not, but yeah. And then, like, the second one, is just, I just thought, like, the villain was just much more interesting because of that fact.
Yeah. You know?
And, yeah, so... But, yeah, the new one was interesting. They changed the villain character, I believe. I don't really know. I never really read Marvel Comics, much. But I do know that they changed, like, the villain in this one is, like, they changed him a lot from what he was in the comic book. So, I don't know if that matters or not, but, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there was some things that to me were kind of funny, like, like the typical, like, Tony Stark humor, where it's like, I don't think I'll spoil anything, I hope, by saying, like, but one thing that it's a little bit like, I guess some people maybe, I don't know, maybe it's like meta-ish kind of humor to me. I don't know. But it was like, to me, there was a funny thing where it was like, if you, after seeing the film and you think about like this one interaction where, and you look at it, you know, from sort of the outside and it's like, okay, so this person based some whole thing of themselves on a doodle that Tony Stark made on a napkin while he was drunk.
One of those. Yeah.
Like
a little bit far-fetched.
Yeah, like there is a brief scene after the like 2 hour long credits at the end. Which are made much longer because they don't really have any opening credits at all, which was kind of interesting.
I generally don't like to throw out shameless plugs, but anythingafter.com for any moviegoers.
Is that a question?
It is a website that you should go visit and get the app.
Oh, I see. Ah, I get it now.
Support me.
Ah, very nice. That's cool. Yes, that would have saved a lot of time.
Yeah.
The one thing that was funny is like, because it was like the credits were so long.
Oh gosh.
At the end, I was like, I bet there's nothing at the end. We're all gonna look like a bunch of idiots, and I'm gonna laugh.
Yeah, you could have been the one.
I said this out loud, and like people started laughing.
Yeah,
it's like I'm like. In fact, I hope there's nothing because then I'll laugh even harder for being correct.
And if you had, so think if you had had my app with you and nobody else,
yeah,
you would have been the man.
Yeah. if there was nothing, yeah, that would have been hilarious. I'll have to wait till like the next Marvel movie seems to be their thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was all right. I also saw Pain and Gain the day before.
I have to admit, I've not heard of it.
It was okay. It was you know, an okay movie. It's a little silly, but supposedly based on a true story. But some dumb idiot like bodybuilders from Florida like kidnapped some rich guy and make him like they torture him and like make him sign over like everything to them.
Oh god!
Like
convoluted. Yeah. Convoluted. Goodness, where the hell is this coming from? Convoluted con job movie.
Something like that. And it's Tony Shalhoub was in it, and
hey, Monk.
Yeah. So As soon as I saw his face, I'm like, all right, I'm rooting for him.
I'm all of a sudden reminded of him getting his face blown off in, what was it?
Men in Black 2.
Yeah.
Did you see Men in Black 3?
I did not.
Oh, you should see it.
Okay. So
that was, I thought, an excellent sequel. Really, it was.
The only thing I remember from two was the scene in the post office where Will Smith is just commenting on the lack of Kevin in the post office. that's funny. You guys just don't have like a Kevin, is what he very literally says.
Yeah.
It was a worthwhile follow up to one, huh? Because two was bad, I think, by many stretches of the imagination.
You know, it was still a fun movie.
It was.
The third one really was very good, though. I thought, for me, I
tend to give a lot of props for replay value. And I think that's kind of what I'm going for here.
Yeah, the third one. I was just thinking, and there's one hilarious scene where they're interrogating this guy in a bowling alley.
Hmm.
That's really funny.
Oh gosh.
It was hilarious. I'll just say the guy's head can detach.
Oh.
Which led to tremendous humor.
I'll bet.
He has a Brooklyn type of accent. He's like, yes, yelling at these guys. And like he's like his headless body's flipping him off.
Oh god! Yeah, what's really sad is I can actually imagine this right now.
I have to say it because I just can't resist, because this is to me the funniest thing in that whole scene. But is where the guy's like, "That's not a finger hole, you sick bastard."
Yeah, I'd say not.
With his head. Oh my god. Bowling.
Speaking of accents, we were having this discussion about your accent.
What accent?
I thought you said something in a very New Jersey fashion.
I will continue to maintain that it was because I was facing away from the microphone, and it probably just faded out like that.
Yeah, this is true. I'm not disputing that possibility.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Ah. Oh. You know, I think at some point I gotta find the right version. I'm pretty sure I have it. Actually, I think the one from GOG would be good enough.
Where was it?
Well, this is music from Space Quest, but I want to do King's Quest V. I played that one quite a lot. I always liked that one. A lot of people say some of the other ones are better, but I don't know. King's Quest V was the first one I ever played. And I even played, like, there were so many versions of that. I played it on an Apple II. I played it on DOS. I played it, like, on everything. It was like they had, like, it on every freaking PC. It was pretty cool. I was debating attempting to see if I can acquire any of the bits to try and make this Hellfire ring at Diablo, but I don't know how entertaining more playing Diablo 3 in the background would be. There is a new Dead Island game. that I have.
I saw, it may not be the one I remember seeing advertised the other day.
Riptide.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Let's see, there's also... There's... Did we play Siberia?
I don't believe so.
Oh, maybe then I just played it by myself. Let's see, we played, so at some point we'll finish the Runaway games, and... What else would be a good one? Let's look at the Steam list really quick here. We played every Monkey Island game, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about playing Monkey Island 3 again. Oh. Just because it's such a great game.
Gosh, we're both having that same problem.
Yeah, I'm like still recovering with my throat.
It's going to be an endless cycle, I tell you. You're getting over it and I'm probably going to catch it. Even from this far away.
Just looking at this list here. We played the Neverhood, I remember that. Let's see. Oh, you know what we could play? We could play the... We played the original Sam & Max. We could play the new Sam & Max games.
Oh, that could be fun.
I've actually never played them all.
Learning as you go along, huh?
Yeah. That could be good. I can get caught up on the Sam & Max. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Speaking of fun new games coming out on the indie side of things, I recently went and pre-ordered a copy of Anomaly 2. That should be interesting.
Yeah, let me install episode 1 of Sam & Max. Shouldn't take too long.
On your connection speed, that's probably going to take about 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's not very big, so that helps also.
Yeah.
I'm downloading at 8 megabytes per second.
What is your actually... You recently got a line speed upgrade, as I recall, and I don't
remember it's
what it
like,
was.
I think supposed to be 75-25. Oh my goodness.
Ah, I want 25 megs up. I'm stuck at 5.
Well,
hell will freeze over before we get fiber to the customer here in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm moving to New York. So that won't be a problem for me much longer.
All right. So this is downloaded. Let's see what it wants to install. DirectX! There's a big surprise. Just what I need on my Windows.
It's not
the different like runtime and SDK stuff. It's the freaking DirectX installer. I've checked.
Okay.
I know about like the other runtimes, and it's like, oh, this game needs like the 2007 DLL from the SDK.
Yeah,
that's different. But
we're not gonna have the argument again because I think we satisfied both of our needs to be correct.
Yeah. It's irritating.
It is, and especially the fact that they have a failure rate at the being what it is for that system. It just winds up wasting time when some of us, when we play games, we have a very limited time to do so, and waiting for that thing to finish is irritating.
Yeah. Oh man, my throat is acting up again.
Goodness.
That's a quality radio program with two people who can't talk.
That was actually a fake cough there. It was almost like a passive yawn.
We need to host the. Actually, I bet you, sadly, it probably wouldn't be the first. But I wonder. Somebody should do a search. Tell me when the first radio show hosted by a mute was done.
Oh gosh. We'll come up with a new show and we'll call it Flimcast.
All right. Sam and Max.
That has quite a style to it.
So they're showing, like, you see their car driving by. And, like, it's all, like, everything is, like, in, that's the right slider. There we go. Everything is in, like a red and black silhouette color.
Huh.
Episode 1, Culture Shock.
Quit moving around so much, bobblehead.
When are we gonna get another case, Sam?
Max has an apple on his head.
Rangers must miss our esoteric brand of personalized criminal justice.
Patience is a sharp razor to swallow, little buddy. Okay, don't scream this time.
Ah, I got it! Hello?
Leave Swiss cheese by the rat hole, or you'll never see your precious phone alive again.
Jimmy, oh my God.
Christmas Eve in a padlock sweat box. Some misguidedly ballsy felons napped our phone.
Eerie. I just went cheese shopping. How did they know? Be sure it's Swiss cheese, right? Then be quick about it.
It's a mouse.
Ordinarily, I hate yielding to extortion, but I have to admit I'm half charmed by the sheer spunk of that oily little perp. Where'd you put the cheese, Max?
Gosh, it was hours ago. You know I have the memory of a dried trout.
Sadly, yes, I do. Well, it's gotta be somewhere in this room.
Well, let's see if I can adjust the levels here. All right, the music seems a little bit too loud. The voices are a little washed out. What the heck? Okay, let's also see if I can adjust the resolution. Oh, 16, but it's really, this game is not widescreen capable, huh? How about that? Was it really that long ago? I guess I can do, I'll tell it to do, Well, I guess then it doesn't matter. Well, I can tell it to do 16 by 12. Let's see. I think the TV will accept it, yes. Even though it doesn't have 1,200 vertical lines of resolution.
How does it actually handle that?
It just puts it in aspect ratio, so it technically just shrinks it.
Oh, okay. So it just gladly deals with it in letterboxes.
You crack me up, little buddy.
Yep.
That's good.
You crack me up, little buddy.
Let's see. So, graphics are set. Sound volume levels are hopefully set. That's always the problem with these earlier Telltale games, is they never quite get their voice levels normalized, so that's always a bit of a problem, but we'll just have to deal with it. Let's see. Subtitles and stuff. Subtitles on. Pop-up text on. Warp drive. I'm going to turn on... What's warp drive? I have no idea. Let's turn it on, I guess.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I'm a little frightened.
There's going to be motion blur on everything.
Okay. So.
Waste. Dice.
Nothing in the waste basket. Water cooler. How about...
Hello, Mr. Spatula. How's the weather in there?
Their water cooler is a fish tank. Coat rack.
Where's the rest of the news collection, Max?
It's a surprise.
Boxing glove. Hey. That could come
in handy. This might come in handy.
Don't do that again.
Lush vegetation, a dead plant.
I think Hubert could use some water, Max.
I'm training him to fetch it himself.
Oh, yeah, that explains a lot.
Remember our trip to the moon, Max?
Like cottage cheese through a strainer, Sam.
You continue to baffle me, little pal. Remember our motorcycle trip through the Midwest?
Just you, me, and the authorities from 7 states. But those were quieter times.
One of these days, we're going to finish that game.
I'm still working on getting the rest of the darts from the police impound.
Last month's donuts.
Don't throw that out. I'm saving it for a science experiment.
You bet, little buddy. Nobody ever leaves us messages anymore. No comment.
That was when I made Sam look at Max's desk, which looked like a kindergartner's desk.
Oh.
I bought that VCR at the supermarket.
So you know it's a good one.
Still smells like asparagus, though.
Life troubling your digestion? Reality blocking your passages? Expel your troubles with Emetics, the handbook for multicolored happiness, and separate your bliss.
Hey, that's that personal color spectrum book.
Self-help for the helplessly selfish.
Perfect. I'll take two.
Let's see. If I do it again, is it the same thing?
Expel your troubles.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Nice.
Roadkill calendar.
2002 was a great year for calendars.
I'm glad we stocked up. We've been going through them at a rate of about one a year since then.
Aww. Lava lamp. Basically, I'm looking at everything I can in the room.
Someone once told me that the contents of a lava lamp make an excellent hand cream.
That was me.
Which is why I haven't tried it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm taking the what do they call this? The scientific method.
Yes, yeah. I remember that case. Particularly gruesome.
Old case file, 030304. Let's see, what else is in the file cabinet?
20 years worth of electric bills take up a surprising amount of space.
Bowling ball.
Good old Lou.
Who's Lou again?
The bowling ball, of course.
All right, bulletin board.
When I got this thing, I thought it would be useful.
Where else would we keep the pieces of paper that we're never going to look at again?
Rat hole.
Yoo-hoo, tiny hoodlums.
Leave the cheese by the hole.
Jesse James's hand.
What?
We should have Jesse James's hand appraised one of these days.
I bet it's especially valuable because it's autographed.
Closet.
Aha!
Oh, there it is!
The closet is full to the top with cheese.
What cheese?
Unfortunately, this is not Swiss cheese.
So what?
So, the rat was very specific about wanting Swiss cheese in particular.
It looks like, Wheel of Cheese cheese.
Oh. Oops.
Whichever kind that would be.
I don't know.
You know, it makes me want to play the Monty Python cheese shop sketch.
It does.
Hmm.
I was always more a fan of Dead Parrot myself.
Well, let's take a look. There's people actually in the shop playing that music.
Whoa.
Morning, son.
Morning. I was sitting in the public library in Sermon Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Horace Walpole, when I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, eh?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yabberall, hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell, sir, I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my wall-poling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the bending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese!
Ah! I thought you were complaining about the music.
Oh, heaven forbid, I'm one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
I like a nice dance, you forced to.
Anyway, who said that?
Now, my good man, some cheese, please.
Yes, certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
Never at the end of the week, sir. Always get it fresh first thing on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. Well, 4 ounces of kefili, then, if you please, stout yeoman.
Ah, well, it's been on order for 2 weeks, sir. I was expecting it this morning.
Yes, it's not my day, is it? Bel Paese?
Sorry.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. But today the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Gruyere, Emmental?
No.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger?
No.
Liptauer?
No.
Lancashire?
No.
White Stilton?
No.
Danish Blue?
No.
Double Gloucester?
No.
Cheshire?
No.
Any Dorset Blue Vinny?
No.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Boursin, Brest-Bleu, Pelle de Champagne, Camembert.
We do have some Camembert.
You do. Excellent.
It's a bit runny, sir.
Oh, I like it runny.
It's very runny, sir.
No matter, no matter. Hand over la fromage de la belle France qui s'appelle Camembert, s'il vous plaît.
I think it's runnier than you like it, sir.
I don't care how excrementally runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Yes, sir. Oh!
What?
The cat's eaten it. Jeez,
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smith, you know, that music is annoying.
No. Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Oh, certainly, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We've got...
It's actually rather appropriate for the scene, I think.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I think it's getting annoying.
Winsleydale?
Yes, sir?
Splendid! Well, I'll have some of that then, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were referring to me. Mr. Winsleydale.
Gorgonzola?
Yeah.
Parmesan?
Yeah.
Mozzarella?
Yeah.
Pippo creme?
No.
Any Danish Finbo?
No.
Czechoslovakian sheep's milk? Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not today, sir, no.
Well, let's keep it simple. How about cheddar?
Well, I'm afraid we don't get much call for it around these parts, sir.
It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not around these parts, sir.
And pray, what is the most popular cheese round these parts?
Ilchester, sir.
I see.
Yes, sir, it's quite staggeringly popular in the manor, squire.
Is it?
Yes, sir, it's our number one seller.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
Ilchester, eh?
Right.
He doesn't have any, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm game. Have you got any, he asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir. No.
Not much of a cheese shop, really, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
And what leads you to that conclusion?
Well, it's so clean.
Well, it's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about Limburger, sir.
Is it worth it?
Could be.
Okay. Have you... Will you shut that bloody door?
I told you so.
See?
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
No, that figures. No, it's pretty predictable. Act of pure optimism.
I swear, it's getting quieter.
Tell me something. Do you have any cheese at all?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to ask you that question once more. And if you say no, I'm going to shoot you through the head. Now, do you have any cheese at all?
No.
Senseless waste of human life.
Oh.
Oh, wrong button.
Those guys were a little bit weren't they?
Ah, that's funny. So when Max is walking around, if Sam like walks into him, he just like knocks him out of the way.
We'd really better not leave until we've taken care of this Swiss cheese ransom the phone deal.
Okay.
Hey, Max.
When is it, Sam?
You bought all that cheese and not one block of Swiss?
I don't like Swiss. It's got holes in it. You get less for your money.
Oh, he's got a point.
Who do you think that was on the phone?
Ooh, maybe it was the governor calling about my plan to secede from the Union.
I wish we hadn't missed that call. It might have been the commissioner calling with a case.
Yeah, hey, or maybe it was the president about my idea to do daylight savings time in 5-minute increments.
Oh, I feel so all alone because some crook has swiped my phone. Rodent or rodents unknown. Where's my banjo, Max?
I've hidden it for the good of society.
Yeah.
That rat said he specifically wanted Swiss cheese or he won't give back our phone.
Yeah, well, rats are stupid.
You bought all that cheese and not one... Does it feel drafty in here to you?
Hey, you're the one with clothes on.
Do you ever wonder what life would be like if we were bugs?
Short, I hope. Although I've always wanted to have more arms.
Some days I can feel the atmosphere pushing on my head like a giant thumb.
Some days I hide weights in your hat to see if you'll notice.
Let's get to work.
I couldn't agree more.
Open window. Ah. So, oh, there's some graffiti we can look at, and that's pretty much it.
They say graffiti is the poetry of our time.
Just what we need. More lame poetry.
I got one idea. Okay, if I use the big gun with the pile of cheese. Ah, wait a minute.
Take that, you law-breaking dairy products.
Sam, no! The cheese was innocent!
Innocent? I think not. Voila, Swiss cheese. Well, close enough to fool the casual observer, anyway.
Don't say voila.
All right, now we got some Swiss cheese. Put that in your rat hole, you rat.
Greetings. The members of the Benevolent Brotherhood of Vermin would like to thank you for your offering.
The members of Sam and Max would like their phone back now.
If you don't mind.
I regret to inform you the situation has changed, and I am unable to comply with your request. A list of additional demands for the return of the phone is as follows.
Oh, Max just grabbed him.
Now, let's discuss this calmly.
Let's debone the smarmy little skis and see if the phone's in there.
Yeah.
I ain't talking, coppers. Jimmy Tootie ain't no rat. Well, I ain't talking.
All right, so now it looks like I can talk as either Sam or Max.
We've met your demands. We got you the cheese. Any honorable rodent would hold up his end of the bargain and give back our phone.
Us rodents is not known for being particularly honorable.
I'm about ready to wring your scrawny, trash-eating neck.
You think you're scary?
You don't know where his hands have been.
Or when I last washed them.
Who cares? I'm a rat, remember? A dog face. Your partner's giving me a headache.
We'll go half easy on you if you'll just cough up the phone.
Yeah. Never happened, pig.
I'm thinking about stuffing a light bulb down your throat, perp.
Go ahead. I've been a little hungry. Can I go now?
Maybe I'll lock you in our file cabinet.
So?
In 3 separate drawers.
You bore me, amateurs.
Let me pry open his skull and look for a conscience, Sam.
Yeah. I'm shaking like bacon here. A dog face. Your partner's giving me a headache.
Maybe you'd like it if we played you some music. How about Cat Stevens?
Fine. Oh, Jimmy Tootie ain't afraid of no cats. Can I go now?
That was terrible.
Hand over the phone or I'll make you lick my German-crusted palms.
Yeah, I've licked worse.
Like what?
You don't even want to know, amateurs.
Ever had your peeled epidermis inflated like a party balloon?
Kid stuff. Hey, Dogface, your partner's giving me a headache.
I was just...
You mentioned a headache. Would you like some aspirin?
And what I can do to make you comfortable?
Are you thirsty, perhaps? Light's too bright?
Well, that's sporting of you. Now you mention it, I really don't like being up here so high. I got me a thing about heights. They make me nervous, you know?
Oh, really?
What was that?
I said it occurred to me that Cat Stevens actually changed his name.
Really?
Yeah, Yusef. I don't know. He apparently found Islam.
Here we go.
Don't like heights, eh? How'd you like it if I dangled your greasy hide out the window?
Hey, you wouldn't.
Hey. I warn you, I'm known for my fuzzy white butterfingers.
It's true. You should see him trying to tie an ascot.
All right. Have mercy.
I've had mercy. It was unpleasantly gooey, like things that have fallen onto pavement from a great height.
I give up! Take your phone and let me go!
Ah, for the love of... I wish I could
The rat coughed up an entire phone.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Yes. Great gouts of steaming magma on a beeline for the orphanage. We're on our way.
Right back. Yeah! Help!
Where's the rat?
I let him go. Who was on the phone?
It was a commissioner, Max. Multiple reports of malfeasance in the neighborhood.
Whoa.
Oh, joy! That's my second favorite feasance.
Idiot. We've got to get down to the corner store right away.
All right, let's get out of this place. Alright, so we're... Okay, there's our DeSoto. Let's go in.
Where are we going, Sam?
Let's go pull over random motorists.
Let's go cruise for lawbreakers, Max.
Goody! By the way, Sam, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but I may have accidentally chewed through our brake lines.
No, I don't think you did mention that.
I guess we'll just have to slow down by violently rear-ending other motorists.
Already planning on it, little buddy.
What's happening? Oh, my.
Take the wheel, little buddy.
With pleasure.
Here we go.
Please accept my condolences for your taillight. Sam 1, taillight 0. I could do this all day.
Oop, what happened? Oh.
Attention, fellow drivers. If for any reason we need to address you, we'll indicate it simply by crashing into the back of your vehicle. Thank you. People of Earth, we come in peace. Just kidding. Prepare to die. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Oh my god.
Oh, this is not going to turn out well.
Please accept my condolences for your taillight.
Is that gunfire or are you crashing into other vehicles?
That's gunfire. I'm shooting other vehicles.
Ah, okay.
You're all under arrest.
Well, I guess we can go back to the office.
If you elect me as mayor, I hereby promise free money to everyone.
Hey, isn't that Obama's campaign?
Cut it out. We're not gonna have a political debate on this show.
It's my show. I'll say whatever I want.
Okay, you have a point. It still doesn't. That, my point still stands. We're not going to have a debate about it. So my point being, I'm not going to say anything.
Escape a rampaging gorilla.
I still don't know how she got out of the office. I was sure I locked the door.
Aha! The graffiti culprit!
Say there, unfashionably dressed street urchin.
Oh, oh, you made me mess up. Now I have to start all over.
Yowzers, you are one ugly kid. Hey, I know you.
Oh, that's right. You're one of the lovable scamps from that old TV show about the singing soda jerks.
It's called the Soda Poppers, and the 70s are not old.
Specs, it's you! Wow, an actual celebrity vandalizing our neighborhood. This is great!
Boy, you sure were a famous, oddly underdeveloped teen celebrity at one time.
I'm still famous.
Are you?
Like 1,000,000.1 times more famous than you.
Well, we're really more known in the 18 to 34-year-old repeat criminal demographic. Say, how about an autograph for my pal?
You can sign my butt! Make it out to Squinky!
I don't sign butts anymore. People get ticklish and they move and it gets all messed up.
I'll risk it.
Sorry, I can't stop painting. This has to be perfect.
What was that catchphrase you used to say on your show?
It was like, you messed me up, or something like that.
You made me mess up, which you just did. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, Specs, what are you up to these days?
Messing up.
Any new projects?
Yes. I have a new light in my life, and his name is Brady Culture.
What?
He's the genius behind the Ibo Ocular Fitness Program. You really should try one of his videos.
Ibo?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Ibo sounds like an electronic archery toy.
Ibo is the truly visionary ocular fitness program. Try the video today.
Ibo sounds like an electronic art.
Ibo is.
Okay.
Where can I find a copy of the video?
They carry them over at Bosco's. You should get it.
Sounds fascinating, but enough about that.
You can never get enough of Brady Culture's Ibo.
He's scaring me.
Didn't I see you on an episode of Celebrity Slap Fight?
I was desperate. I was heavy into three-ring binders at the time, and I needed the money.
You got your clock cleaned by that lady from Old and In the Way.
Never saw that walker coming.
Well, that's nice. By the way, we're freelance police, and you're under arrest.
No, I've really got to finish this. But thanks anyway.
Seriously, you're under arrest. Come along quietly and no one gets hurt.
Actually, I prefer that you don't come quietly.
Must finish painting.
Seriously, you're...
Actually...
Purposefully bad voice acting.
Yeah.
Tell me something about that trendy modern street art you're perpetrating.
What about?
Perpetrating.
Are you aware that vandalism is illegal? And worse, unoriginal.
We like to punish people who do it who aren't us.
How could this be vandalism? Everyone loves Brady Culture.
Do you live to paint or do you paint to live?
I don't know why I do it. I just have to paint.
Did you take lessons to learn how to do that?
No, it just came to me one morning. This morning, in fact.
Is the paint supposed to go outside the lines like that?
What? No! Where?
I'm just pulling your dwarfish leg, my friend.
Don't do that!
Max, is that a fly in the paint there?
What? No! Where?
Just kidding again.
And people wonder why I need therapy.
Nope.
How did you select your subject matter?
He looks like a fried egg.
It's Brady Culture. He's the genius behind the Ibo Ocular Fitness Program. You really should try one of his videos.
I'd rather try a fried egg.
Sounds fascinating.
You can never get it.
Is this art or is it advertising?
I thought I was detecting some repeat.
Is there really any difference?
Good point, little buddy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave you to it.
But you have to agree to paint me next.
Sorry, I only paint Brady Culture.
Max, you've got the TV schedule memorized. Weren't the Soda Poppers going to be featured on one of those grim celebrity tell-alls today?
Oh, yeah, on Channel 173, the Child Star Exposé Network, which we only get when it's convenient.
Remember our old car, Max?
I said I was sorry.
I made him look at a bent parking meter.
Oh.
It says they've bred a horse with 8 legs.
Does it run twice as fast?
No, but it does eat twice as much.
Yes.
It says cloning rights activists are cloning themselves to create a bigger voting bloc.
It works for locusts.
Looks like he's got Boston baked beans in there this month.
How do they stay fresh?
They don't.
A gumball machine. It's Bosco's Inconvenience. Guns, beer, meat, candy.
Everything for your kids and destruction and more?
Yeah.
Have no fear, simple citizens. The freelance police are here to keep the peace.
Violently, if possible. You called?
Is it just you two? Where's the SWAT team? Where's the National Guard? Where's NASA?
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 Hold on, Bosco. What's the problem?
What's the problem? It's a terrorist. A munchkin terrorist. He'll be the death of us all.
Oh, my God. What munchkin terrorist? Remain calm.
Remain calm.
One of us needs to take a couple dozen elephant tranquilizers and call it a day.
And you should take a few yourself.
How can I be calm with a munchkin terrorist in my store?
Oh, my God.
Is the voice actor attempting to be a really bad fake Samuel L. Jackson?
I don't know.
Is this what it sounds like?
Okay, come on, move your ears, Max. Okay, the cash register says $11,566.43.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a magazine.
There's a magazine. I'm trying to read through some of the magazines in the background. Let's see. Loathing. Do you love to hate?
Oh, gosh.
Where is this Lilliputian agitator?
Are you blind? He's right there.
Hey, it's another one of the soda poppers.
Isn't he the one with the bladder control issues?
Yeah, oh, Whizzer.
Oh, he's a former child.
Whizzer.
Oh, just lock him up and throw away to jail.
I think we got it.
Okay, anything else?
We'd like to patronize your fine establishment, my good man.
By patronize you, he means we want to buy stuff from you, not mock you. We probably will mock you, but that's not what he meant.
I know what he meant. Don't patronize me.
So what do you mean? Oh, yeah, he had to go there, didn't he?
Let me see something here. Let's check something. While I'm here. Let's go in here and just do that. There we go. That'll be a little better.
What have you got?
Well, I still got that big sale on cheese.
Oh, yeah, cheese. I want that.
And I might have another item of interest behind that.
Sounds a little bit too excited, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I accept your thinly veiled invitation to ask about the item behind the counter.
Oh, it's just a little something I like to call a tear gas grenade launcher.
Tear gas grenade launcher? Oh, yeah, I really want that.
It's the latest in Bosco tech innovation. It'll clear out a room of militant college students in no time, guaranteed.
I feel really close to you right now.
Wow.
We'd like that tear gas grenade launcher.
That'll be $10,000.
$10,000? We'll have to give out like 1,000,000 tickets.
Well, one really big one.
You mean?
White-collar crime drive.
Where corporate criminals go to rejoice in their ill-gotten gains.
After we blow this popsicle stand, we can go hunt us up one of those starchy cesspiles and hit him where it hurts the most. Right in the pocketbook.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, but that's good too.
We'll take that cheese that's just been sitting out in the open for everyone to touch.
I can't scan it from way back here. You gotta bring it to the counter so I can ring it up.
Do we have to do everything around here?
Do you have any weasels on a stick?
Nope.
What?
Do you have any two-handed broadswords?
Nope.
Do you have any vegetables in the shape of famous naturalists?
Nope.
Haha, that's a joke from the original.
Do you have any candy pink fat boys?
Nope.
Do you have any exiled political dissidents?
Nope.
Do you have any weapons of mass destruction?
Who's asking?
Do you have any... I've run out of ideas.
Well, you can always just start over again.
Good idea. We'd like that tear gas grenade launcher.
That'll be $10,000.
Oh, were you serious about that?
It's a bargain. Trust me, trust me.
I never trust a man that says trust me twice.
We gotta find an illegally wealthy motorist, and quick!
Much like any given cop.
Nothing for us right now.
Never stops trusting somebody as soon as they start swearing to God. Yeah.
Nice place you got here.
What's so nice about it?
Nice name, nice proprietor, nice security measures. Nothing else nice.
Nice security measures.
What's with the maximum security prison motif?
You'd been robbed as many times as I have, you'd do the same.
I've never been robbed, actually. But then I typically point a large firearm at anyone who approaches me.
You can't do that, little buddy. What were we talking about? We'll chat more later, Bosco, but right now it's time to get up close and personal with that pint-sized evildoer.
Stop that crazy man before he kills us all!
Whoa.
Well, it is on special.
Max is running around at like
high speed. Dangerously low.
A cheese sign on an empty table.
The tantalizing promise of cheese, crushed by cruel reality.
$1 lottery tickets, $2.
I'm feeling lucky already.
$1 lottery tickets for $2.
I'll let you get back to your shopping, whatever it was you were doing.
Sometimes it's best not to ask.
Free videos. Don't mind if I do. Brady Culture's Eyebo for ocular fitness. The revolutionary isometric exercise.
What's so revolutionary about it?
See through walls and clothing. Roll your eyes at lightning speed. Lose 5 pounds of eyeball fat.
Oh, good. Never seem to lose that last 5 pounds.
What do you say we start office movie night a little early today?
I'll bring the caramel-coated sugar logs.
Hey there, Mr. Whizzer.
No need to be formal. My friends just call me Whizzer. And so do my enemies and lots of people like you I've never met. Everyone calls me Whizzer.
What exactly are you doing here?
Delivering videos. Take one. They're free.
What's the story with these videos?
Brady Culture's Eyebo is the ocular fitness regimen for people on the go.
Oh, God.
He doesn't sound brainwashed at all.
He sounds downright troubled.
I have a feeling we're about to stumble upon a sick brainwashing scheme.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Who exactly is this Brady Culture fellow supposed to be?
And what kind of steroids does he use on his hair?
Brady Culture is a genius, and his Eyebo program is a boon to all mankind.
Ooh, a boon! Why don't people use that word more often? And did you know he was the star of Culture's Clubhouse in 1970?
Fascinating. It's a child star bonanza. What can you tell me about Eyebo?
Eyebo is a revolutionary new program of isometric exercises to promote ocular fitness. You can learn to move objects with your eyes, even see through walls and clothing.
What if I don't wear clothing?
You gotta watch this tape. It changed my life.
Don't these things usually have celebrity endorsements?
What am I, chopped liver?
Ooh, sorry.
Warning, tongues placed on freezer become property of Bosco's.
Oh,
Buy, not chose. Free toilet brush included.
Oh, gosh.
Who exactly is this Brady Culture fellow supposed to be?
Bathroom
and
terror
what kind
level.
What steroids does he use on his hair?
Extreme terror,
Brady
probable
Culture
terror,
is a genius,
lots of terror.
And his eyeball program is a boon to all mankind. Ooh, a boon. And did you know?
Fascinating.
Limited, and the other three levels being limited terror, yeah. Possible terror, and no terror.
Yeah.
Did Bosco actually order this many videos?
How should I know? And did I mention they're free?
What, you just deliver them whether people order them or not?
The word
hot
must
Java.
Be spread.
Warm, hot,
is
lawsuit
the
hot.
Enlightenment and
yeah,
ocular fitness.
I was wondering about that lawsuit.
Well, that's nice.
What is?
Are you aware that you're breaking the law?
Come on, guys. There's no law against giving away free stuff.
Unlawful deliveries are punishable under Section 9, Article 7, Title 11 of the Personal, Private, Public, Professional Conduct Penal Code.
You made that up.
True, but we could write him up for littering, trespassing, and disturbing the peace.
I have to deliver these videos.
Boy, what a monotonoid. Can we arrest him now?
In a minute, little buddy. My cousin's wife's dentist loved your show.
Oh, yeah. We've always been a big hit with the dentists.
Gee, I wonder why. Hey, kids, guzzle soda like the soda poppers, and you'll need so much expensive dental work, you can kiss college goodbye.
Max, your unbridled cynicism is like a breath of fresh air on a crowded subway. Any chance we could get you to sing the song from your old show?
Yeah, the theme song. What was it called?
It was called More Than Jerks, but I can't sing it. I'm too embarrassed.
Come on, sing the Soda Popper theme song.
No, I don't think so.
What'll it take to get you to sing that song?
We'll be your best friends.
No.
Are you sure you won't sing the Soda Popper
this
song?
This guy sounds
I
very
won't gnaw your
physically
leg off if you
disheveled.
Do it.
No.
They're all like little midgets.
How about an autograph for my pal, Max?
You could write to Max. Thanks for saving my life that time in San Remo.
Gee, I don't really have time. I've got a lot more videos to deliver.
No time? Don't they give you bathroom breaks?
Sure, but I don't sign autographs in there anymore. There was an incident.
Oh, okay.
Didn't I see you on a TV commercial a while back?
Yeah, what was it? Bowl cleanser, adult diapers, erectile dysfunction? All three.
Are you anything like the character you played on the TV show?
Yeah, like, do you really have to hit the John every 5 minutes?
Sometimes every 3 minutes. It's like having a superpower.
Come on, sing the Soda Popper song.
Pretty please?
No.
Well, that's nice.
What is?
Put your hands on your head. You're under arrest.
Aw, come on. It's a free country.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who told you that?
This guy's suffering from some pretty severe delusions. Seriously now, you're under arrest.
Come on, you don't have to make a federal case out of it.
No, we don't have to. We want to.
Oh.
If you'll excuse us, we've got shopping to do.
Take a copy of the Ibo video while you're at it. It will change your life.
We got one, thanks.
I have an embarrassing
the crate that delivers Bosco's terror.
I only just began to understand that joke about the video name about 10 minutes ago.
Hey, that's my box.
I realized that it was a spinoff of Tybo.
Of people's video boxes yeah. For my shopping cart.
He does.
Hey, that's my box.
Oh, sorry. Nachos.
They're mine, nachos.
Yep.
What does that say? Sludgy.
Sludgies.
With 100% all natural sludge.
This week's flavors, wheatgrass and meatloaf. Max, I've got a great idea involving you, a microwave, and 6 feet of aluminum foil.
Go on.
Maybe another time. Ketchup, mustard, and purple stuff.
as vaguely referred to on TV.
Buy Nachos. Free toilet brush with every purchase.
Free toilet brush? I'm sold!
You free toilet brush.
I'll pass.
What was that?
Used toilet brush.
Oh.
I think it's the tinge of green that makes this coffee especially appealing.
I take my coffee green, like my men.
What?
What? We had the same exact reaction.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Say, Max.
I am not getting in that thing again. It took me weeks to get the fishy smell out of my fur.
Who knows? Maybe he swings that way.
Yeah.
Tongues placed on freezer become property of Bosco.
I got quite a few tongues that way.
I still say he's trying to have this whole bad Samuel L. Jackson motif.
Yeah.
Bathroom terror level. Red, extreme terror. Yellow, lots of terror. Green, probable terror. Public restrooms. Unholy temples to all things unsanitary. I wouldn't go in there for all the TNT Landia.
I'll do it.
It's escalated to lots of terror.
Uh-oh.
Time out for number one.
Looks like he opened his floodgates.
I hope he enjoys it as much as I did.
I think this gives me an idea. Let's see, if I try putting the bowling ball in this little crate that he's been using.
And then where would I be?
What's the objective here?
Never mind.
The crate that delivers Bosco's terror.
All right. Damn. All right, so obviously there's going to be something involving doing something with Wizard's crate while he's in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know quite what yet.
What's the objective here again?
I don't know.
Oh. Oops.
But it's entertaining, isn't it?
Yes.
All of the refrigerators in this place have big padlocks on them. This refrigerator has a camera in it.
Children preserve fluids.
I wonder if Bosco used the fluid sample I submitted.
I hope not. Nothing like a gaggle of security cameras pointed at a guy to make him feel at home.
I'm comfortable with it because I'm uncommonly photogenic.
There's caution landmines? What?
In a shop like this, are you really surprised?
Oh, I guess not.
Whee! Ooh, fun.
Oh, Max went back to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Time out for number one.
Okay. So I think... Oh.
It's currently being terrorized.
All right. Hot weenies.
Hot weenies.
Look, Sam. Mr. Hot Weenie's eating a hot weenie.
This rampant weenie cannibalism turns my stomach.
Well, we didn't go for the peak of the audience.
Self-loading weekly.
Oh, let me see that.
What do we have here?
Oh, let me see.
Hot bunny censored.
Oh.
Except that you can see that it's an actual bunny. Instead of a person.
Hey, Bosco. What can
is
I
that
do
music
you?
Supposed to be the Muzak in the store?
I guess so.
Oh, okay.
We want to buy something.
What do you got your eye on?
Okay, Mac, we want this cheese.
Okay. Standard cheese background check. I'll need to see at least 6 forms of ID, a valid federal cheese license, a completed organ donor card, a written release sign in the presence of a notary public, and your school report cards from the 9th through 12th grades.
That's pretty inconvenient.
It's okay, Sam. I can be brave. We'll just have to struggle cheeselessly onward.
They obviously improved nothing the cheese buying
right
process because you used to have to provide proof of income.
See you later, Bosco.
Remember, we never had this conversation.
What conversation?
The conversation we just had.
No, see, he was just acting like he already forgot the conversation.
What conversation?
Oh, brother.
That was one step ahead of him.
Special. Buy one, get one.
What a deal!
Nothing like a get...
I'm comfortable with it.
What?
Oh! Ooh. Did you see that? Oh, yeah!
Attention shoppers! The cheese ain't free!
Sam, are you dead?
Too early to tell.
No one steals from Bosco.
An honest but excruciatingly painful mistake. Okay, Mac, we want this cheese.
Okay. Still a federal cheese report.
That's...
It's okay.
Now I... Let's just return the cheese to its table.
Okay.
Takes me back to my childhood.
A fire hydrant. Oh, look on the bright side. We're at the corner of Straight and Narrow.
Oh, great.
That's what it says on the street sign.
Oh.
Across the street from Stinky's Diner. I guess we can go back to the office. Well, I guess we can try playing this video.
Okay, Max, ready for that ocular workout?
No! Stop! We don't have any popcorn.
Sweet alligator dentures soaking in formaldehyde. That was close. Quick, before it starts.
Hello, I'm Brady Culture. You may remember me from Culture's Clubhouse, the massive worldwide television hit that ran for 6 episodes in 1970. What you are about
the
to
rat
see
came out
will
to watch.
Change your life forever. So watch closely. Now listen up, you tasteless Philistines. You adore me. You want to name all your children after me.
I love you. I adore you. I want to name all my children after you.
Sam, look.
Ocular fitness, my eye. That videotape hypnotized Jimmy Two Teeth.
I think I like him better this way.
We've got to find this Brady Culture and stop him before he hypnotizes every consumer of cheap self-help videos.
Ooh, can I have his hair when we're done?
Only if you keep it on a leash.
Okay.
It feels good to be back in the old saddle, doesn't it?
You've been watching too many John Ford movies again. Let's go beat up some thugs.
Let's get to work.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, wait a minute. Go back.
Whee!
Yoo-hoo, tiny hoodlums. Yoo-hoo, tiny hoodlums.
I guess they're not there.
This place used to be Lefty's tool rental shop.
Good old Lefty. I'll miss him.
You couldn't stand Lefty. You once poked him in the eye with a number 3 socket spanner.
Exactly. Good times.
Dead end.
One way, dead end. Street signs are such fitting metaphors for the human condition.
Remind me to refill your prescriptions.
Yeah. Sounds like you need it. Needs it, doesn't it?
Welcome! You look like you could use some therapy! Not from a wide-eyed circus freak like you... Hey, it's another one of the soda poppers!
Me?
Right, you're,
Peepers! I don't know what you're talking about! My name is Sybil Pandemic, licensed psychotherapist!
What?
Excuse me for a minute, would you?
Sure!
Thank God! I've been locked in that closet so long I was starting to invent life stories for the mothballs. I've got to sit down. Oh my God! He's still here? Call a cop!
You're in luck, ma'am. Sam and Max. We're freelance police.
Sybil Pandemic, licensed psychotherapist. Nice to know ya. Arrest that lunatic immediately!
I thought psychotherapists didn't use words like lunatic.
Really? Does it say that in the handbook?
The psychotherapist's handbook or the lunatic's handbook?
There's a difference. But he's my pal.
You're friends with that overgrown sociopathic child?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant this overgrown sociopathic child. What's the charge?
Assault, kidnapping, identity theft.
Those are good charges.
Some of my favorites. And what about mopery?
He locked me in the closet and he's been pretending he's me.
Gadzooks, why?
Well, these cases can be very complicated and delicate. There may be repressed feelings of inadequate transference or latent unwarranted hypochondriac Freudianism.
Come again?
Wow.
He's a complete whack job. Although, actually, now that I look closely, I think he's been hypnotized.
Great thundering jellyfish on the squishy road to mayhem. Hypnosis.
Yep, that's what I said.
How can you tell? He looks so normal and lifelike.
I'm a licensed psychotherapist. It takes a professional eye.
Can we borrow your eye? We'll bring it back.
Are there steps we can take? Soothing music or perhaps some sort of invasive surgery?
Shock treatment! Shock treatment!
Shock Typically, treatment. A hypnotic state can be revised after rendering the subject susceptible to new input.
Bigger fan of invasive
Sorry,
surgery.
I don't speak psychotherapist.
You've got to knock them unconscious to bring them out of it.
Ah. Knock him unconscious! Now you're talking!
Yeah!
I can demonstrate on this guy if you'll knock him out for me.
Consider it done!
Oh, there goes Max. Oh, wait, what happened?
I've got half a mind to stretch out for a little bit.
I think you have to stretch the whole thing, or it rips.
You've baffled me sometimes, Max. Remember that time you had therapy?
Yeah, the court will never make that mistake again.
Oh.
Be careful not to break anyone while we're here.
No promises.
I wish I had my banjo right now.
And I wish I had a 5-gallon tub of orange marshmallow peanuts.
That could be dangerous.
Yours too.
What'll we do about the fake therapist?
Which one?
I heard that.
Me too! How about a little good old-fashioned unbridled aggression?
Let's look around.
Great idea.
Impressive credentials.
Thank you!
Hey, those are mine. I'm Sybil Pandemic.
Oh, of course you are, dear. Of course.
Hey, peepers.
Sybil!
Right. Are you sure your name is Sybil, not Peepers?
Absolutely! Sybil Pandemic, licensed psychotherapist, that's me! He's trying to pull a fast one, Sam. Where's your gun? Violence is not the answer. Since when?
Oh, gosh.
Sam, we're dealing with a dangerously delusional psychotic here.
Obviously. Excuse me for a minute, would you?
Sure! I can see you!
Whoa! Where'd he go?
Hey, there he is!
You attacked a licensed psychotherapist? How could you?
Just comes naturally, I guess.
Huh. Max, you ever hear of the term tough love?
It's the only kind of love I know.
Oh. I can see you. Please stop doing that.
That looks comfortable.
Oh, it is.
How would you know? You don't have a tattoo.
Don't I?
Oh.
Ah, the tiki. Pulled over from the days when you could sell all kinds of cheap crap without a successful children's television show.
Envious?
A little. Can I play with that?
No, it drives people crazy.
Who?
Me.
Hey, Sybil.
Hello.
I meant the other Sybil.
So, you guys gonna take care of this imposter, or what?
My head is leaking like a cheesecloth canoe. I'm ashamed to say I forgot what you told us to do.
Just knock this guy unconscious. Hit him over the head or something.
I think there may be other victims of hypnosis besides yours, lurking around the neighborhood.
Well, see if you can knock them unconscious as well.
Oh boy! More gratuitous violence!
What happened to your tattoo business? Don't tell me they actually enforce those health code violations.
No, no, of course they don't. But a guy came in here and asked me to put a ship on his chest, and I misheard him, and, well, I decided to hang it up after that.
Oh.
It's funny. You're right across the street from us, and I don't think I've ever been in here before today.
Your friend has. He's always trying to con me into giving him some kind of weird tattoo for free.
You could put a line on my head and some eyes on my butt, and I'd look like I was upside down.
For the last time, no.
The sign outside says you're open 24 hours. Isn't that a bit odd for a psychotherapist?
Well, in my crowd, a lot of people think they're vampires.
What would you say to taking a look under the old hood and analyzing my psychoses?
Tell you what, I'll give you a free session if you'll take care of this nut job
for me. I heard that. I think we need to discuss your feelings of hostility.
Quickly.
Excuse us, we've got work to do.
I'll say.
Hey, a can of spray paint, and it's not even empty.
Aha.
Looks like there's going to be a lawnmower show.
Great! I love riding mowers! They're like golf carts with teeth!
I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like there's a bit of a remix of Powerhouse in this music.
Huh. I did not notice.
The music we were listening to, the Raven Scott music from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, huh.
I don't want to get into a paint fight in my good suit.
I know. Let's go for a drive again.
Where are we going, Sam?
Let's go cruise for lawbreakers, Max.
Goody!
Sam 1, tail light 0. I could do this all day.
This is your first and final warning. Pull over or die.
Oh, God.
Hello. We're freelance police.
And you're not. Ergo, we call the shots around here.
Oh, why did you stop me?
Your taillight's busted.
But you're the ones who broke it.
Your point being...
What's the fine for a broken taillight?
Why, isn't it $10,000?
What? Are you crazy? Okay, one moment. Allow me to confer with my legal counsel. All right, my attorney advised me to pay the fine. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have some accounting.
Thanks, sucker.
Well, that was easy.
Please accept my condolences for your taillight. Sam 1, taillight 0. I could do this all day.
Pull over, or we'll be forced to destroy your car and its occupants, if any.
Greetings, anonymous motorist.
If you were planning to bribe us, now would be the appropriate time.
What's the charge?
Let's see. Oh my god. Alright, so here's our choices. Incredibly excessive speed, dangerously reckless driving, hideously broken taillight, nothing at all, ferret impersonation, worshipping false idols, and decent exposure.
Worshipping false idols.
We're locking you up for worshipping false idols.
What are you talking about? I never worshipped any idols.
Yeah, tell it to the judge.
Actually, why don't we show some uncharacteristic mercy and find someone else to pull over?
Oh. Better blasphemy.
Hello, sir, or madam.
You're in big trouble, mister, or miss. Give us one good reason why we shouldn't arrest you right now.
Because I didn't break any laws?
You're gonna have to do a little better than that.
Oh, Max, come on, let's go.
Oh.
I could do this for a while. This is hilarious. Just to see the different things they do.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes, when she comes. Attention, fellow drivers. If for any reason we need to address you, we'll indicate it simply by crashing into the back of your vehicle. Thank you. Pull over. This is not a test. This is an actual emergency.
Hello. Know why we stopped you?
No, why?
Really? I was hoping you'd know.
Seriously, why?
You were swerving all over the road like a drunken roller skater on wet ice.
That was you!
Oh, yeah.
We'll take it ourselves later. For now, we have more innocent victims to pull over. Ta-ta.
Can I get a whoop whoop? You're all under arrest. If you elect me as mayor, I hereby promise free money to everyone.
That's my favorite.
Sorry, swallowed a fly.
Well, I guess now we have enough money to buy that tear gas.
Oh. I was beginning to wonder if that...
Hey, see, listen to the music.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
Isn't that hilarious?
That's quite nice.
We want to buy something.
What do you got your eye on?
Nothing for us right now.
Okay.
Hey, Bosco.
What do you need?
We want to buy something.
What do you got your eye on?
What happened? Why can't I ask him about the...
Nothing for us right now.
Now it doesn't give me the choice about the tear gas. What happened?
Thanks, Bosco.
Sleep with two eyes open.
Let me see. Maybe I just give them the money?
We got your tear gas money right here. Ah,
really? All right, here you go. One tear gas grenade launcher.
With no tear gas.
This is a salad shooter filled with onions.
trust me. Now put that away before someone gets hurt.
What do you mean?
The $10,000 just covered the cost of materials, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's okay, everybody. I'm all right.
What the hell?
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Clean up on aisle 3.
You okay, Sam?
I'll need a new skull, but otherwise, no complaints.
Bosco's is a gun-free zone.
Gun-free? Sartre was right. Purgatory really is a convenience store.
Left, it jiggles my sensitive cranium.
Alright, I think I know what to do in here now. I'm gonna take this slice of
discounted cheese is nigh impossible to pass up.
I'm gonna have Max use the facility and put the cheese in this guy's basket.
Ooh, fun!
See what he thinks of that.
Uh-oh. Time out for number one.
If you really love someone, give them the gift of cheese.
Ooh, I just can't wait to see the look on his face when he gets it. What the... Time out for number one.
We're saved.
That's a whole lot more entertaining when it's not happening to me.
It's pretty entertaining either way.
Oh, he wet his widow pants.
What the hell?
Classic. Just classic. I mean, wait.
Someone's watching this on a TV. Threatened.
Good thing I have the other two twerps to handle it. It's still not quite right.
Hey, you just gonna leave him there?
All right. That takes care of that guy. There's a van. It says IBO 9. Uh-oh, that's suspicious.
Come on.
See if we can take care of the identity thief. Wait a minute.
Look, Max, liver and onions are in town.
I know. I can't wait. I love when they throw expired meat products at the crowd.
Live at the Bigelow Ice Rink. And meat packing facility.
Oh, Sybil.
Yes?
The other Sybil.
What is that?
Don't worry. This won't hurt a bit.
No!
But it will make you cry.
Boxing glove, baby.
Please, Sam, allow me.
Yeah.
Now, peepers, this is going to hurt us a lot more than it's going to hurt you. Just kidding. It'll definitely hurt you more.
Excellent.
Sweet dreams, peeps.
I can see you.
Oh, my, that was great. That was great. Except, hold on. My evil plan is in jeopardy. Who dares to oppose me? Hey, that was pretty good. Better.
Nice work, you two. Now I can try to bring him out of his hypnotic state. Take control of your mind.
I don't think he can hear you.
Sure he can. He's unconscious, not dead.
Minor detail.
Destroy the intruder in your dreams. Regain control.
What? Hey, what am I doing here? What's going on?
Sybil?
My name's not Sybil! It's Peepers!
Oh, yes, it is. Are you okay? How do you feel?
I've got a bit of a headache. I had the weirdest dream.
And there was someone unusual in your dream, wasn't there?
A giant dog and a rabbit.
Yes! Brady Culture was there!
Everybody.
He kept telling me to do stuff.
Aha!
I knew it!
That fiend hypnotized you to do his unspeakable bidding.
Peepers, what's the last thing you can remember?
I remember checking in at Brady Culture's home for former child stars.
He has his own nut house? Wow, we gotta meet this guy.
Where can we find this home for former child stars?
Oh, it's very secret. No one must ever find it. Think of the scandal.
But we need to find it so we can stop the madness, in a manner of speaking.
I want to help, but I just can't remember where it is.
Oh.
But my brothers might. They went with me. I didn't do anything really embarrassing, did I?
Nothing a simple exorcism can't fix.
Oh, dear.
He left.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for taking care of that wacko. I wish there was some way I could repay you.
Max might like a tattoo.
Yeah, I want a map of the Netherlands on my Netherlands.
I get the cold shivers just thinking about remembering hearing you say that.
I'm out of the tattoo business anyway. I'm a licensed psychotherapist.
Can you fix cars? Ours sometimes makes a noise like an orangutan with the dry heaves.
That's my fault. I've been keeping an orangutan in the trunk.
Oh, never mind.
I'm not much of a mechanic anyway, except with unicycles.
I suppose you could psychoanalyze me.
Hey, yeah, I could count your marbles for you. I have a license here.
Will this be painful?
Only if we do it right. Now, there are a couple things we can try. We could look at some ink blots. We could try some free association. I could interpret your dreams for you.
Oh, a choice. I have a feeling... Well, what should we pick?
What are our options again?
Ink blots, free association, or dream analysis?
Dream analysis. Definitely.
Can you really learn anything from my grotesque, nonsensical dreams?
Oh, absolutely. They reveal your subconscious. It's like peeling an onion.
Youch!
Now just relax and try to remember your dream.
Okay, here goes. My dreams always start in the office, but this time things were different.
Yes, I can picture it. Tell me what happened.
I realized there was someone else in the room with me.
Oh, you had a special guest. Who was it?
Max, Bosco, you, me.
You.
It was you.
Me? My. Oh, I represent your mother.
You do?
Of course. The feelings of trust, of safety. Besides, I figure the old hag's got to be in there somewhere. That's psychotherapy 101.
Oh, insightful.
Tell me, in your dream, was I doing anything queer?
You did say something pretty queer.
You ungrateful pup. I went through 3 weeks of labor for you. Wow, it is your mother. I was right, as I usually am.
3 weeks of labor? Really?
I noticed something weird sticking out of the rat hole.
The rats are pests. They represent something bothersome. Tell me, what was in the hole?
A fish, clacking balls, a hot dog, nothing.
What was that second and third one?
It was that staple office knick-knack, the clacking balls. Not unlike the ones on your desk.
Oh, do you not like the balls?
No, Sybil, I don't like the balls.
Well.
I realized there was someone else in the room with me.
Oh, who was your special guest?
It was me.
You? I think you represent yourself.
I didn't even realize that was possible.
Oh, sure. Any crazy thing's possible in psychoanalysis. Tell me, did the other you say or do anything unexpected?
No, the usual. Hi, Sam. How are you? I'm fine, Sam. And yourself? Not too shabby.
Fascinating. Where does your mind come up with this stuff?
I didn't notice anything unusual there.
Then why do you mention it?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Not a thing was on TV.
Suggesting you feel television is an intellectual wasteland, devoid of any and all worthwhile content.
No, that can't be right.
Hey, you know, it's not far off.
I noticed something strange growing on my plant.
Yes, the plant represents a source of sustenance. What was on it?
Needles, money, a soda can, a dead leaf.
Money.
A hefty sack of cash was in full flower.
Oh, you think money grows on trees? You're dreaming.
I noticed something odd on the dartboard.
Oh, something you're shooting for. What was your target?
Oh. It was a beautiful picture of a toilet brush.
I've warned of this. Tell me, Sam, do you take pleasure in moving your own bowels?
I take pleasure in moving others.
What?
Oh.
I noticed something peculiar in the water cooler.
Ah, the water cooler, a source of refreshment. What was in it?
Wow, this is really actually quite impressive, isn't it?
It was a massive death-dealing revolver.
You subconsciously find revolvers refreshing?
It's quite conscious, I assure you.
Hanging on the coat rack was a necktie in the shape of a noose.
Oh my. Sam, I'm not sure how to put this, but I think you may need a therapist. Oh, wait. I forgot I am one.
A therapist, yeah.
I remembered that I'd just gotten something from the bakery.
Oh, sounds like you and your special guest there were having a little celebration. What did you get?
A birthday cake, a wedding cake.
It was a fruit cake.
The fruit cake commemorates the day when your loved ones finally cart you off to the funny farm.
Then you can be sure to expect a fruit cake from me, lady.
I prepared to leap out of the window.
Oh, was that the end of your dream?
No, wait, I forgot something.
Oh, do continue then.
Nothing unusual there. I turned to leave the office.
Oh, was that the end of your dream?
Yep, then I woke up screaming.
I can see why.
What's free association like?
It's a test of your reactions to things in your life. I say a word, and then you just say or do the first thing that comes into your head.
Dance a samba, recite the alphabet, scream at the top of my lungs, that sort of thing?
Interesting.
Have we started already?
No, but now we will. Ready?
Is that the word?
No, the word is tumbleweed.
Word to the wise, never put your tongue on a cactus.
Or vice versa.
Trigger word causes strange culinary impulses, possible organic malaise fixation. Now try this one. Crown. Just do or say whatever comes naturally.
The tiki. Hold over from the days when you could sell all kinds of cheap crap without a successful children's television show.
Subject displays symptoms of ironic nostalgia complex. Comb.
Sorry for all the noise.
Can we look at some pictures?
Subject shows preference for inkblot test while undergoing free association test. Possible ergonomic schism. Well, this has been illuminating.
What's the verdict?
I'll let you know after years of insanely expensive treatment.
Anything to support small local businesses.
We can always sell organs on the black market to raise the cash.
Just so they're not ours, little buddy.
Yep.
How do inkblots work?
And can we make them ourselves?
It's easy. I just show you some pictures, and you tell me what you see. Your responses can reveal things like obsessions, or obsessions.
Or obsessions?
Take a look at this, and tell me what you see.
Pennies on the eyes of a dead mime. A pair of oxen boxing in a rowboat. Susan Lucci holding an Emmy. The results of the last time I let Max drive.
The one with the Emmy.
Susan Lucci holding an Emmy.
I see. Now, how about this one?
Let's see. These are almost like legitimate gibberish Rorschach drawings.
Oh, gosh.
So, I don't know if it pays to describe them or not.
Let's see. Worth a go.
A bunch of bacteria playing basketball. This one, to me, looks like... It looks actually like almost like a character's hair and head profile from the from the original Sam and Max game. To me. Smoking something. So...
A bunch of bacteria playing basketball.
Seems logical.
And this?
Coded love notes from space aliens.
Alien love notes. Interesting. Now this one. What do you see?
Twenty nuns with machine guns out for vengeance.
And this one?
War between two teams of abstract shapes.
Your responses are kind of all over the map. I can't tell a whole lot from them. Sorry.
Thanks, Doc. Actually, let's save the psychoanalysis for later.
Postponing responsibilities. Interesting.
See what we can do here.
This could use a little improvement.
Hey, you messed it up. Oh, now I've got to fix it, brain freeze.
Interesting. So, after I just messed up one of these pictures, this guy, Speck, with the graffiti, came... There was a graffiti right outside the office, remember? So now I'm going to look out the window, and I think we'll end the show with a classic dropping of a bowling ball on someone's head.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
I love this country.
Wham!
You made me mad.
What?
Now this is quality television.
Yup.
Wait a second. My evil plan is in ruins.
Aww.
The dog and bunny will rue the day they crossed me. Rue the day, I say.
I was wondering if he was going to say it again.
Well, we've admired our handiwork long enough.
Maybe just one more second. Okay, let's go.
All right, and I think with that, we'll end this playthrough of the first episode of Sam and Max. And continue probably next week, because this is pretty good.
That it was.
I have saved. Let's quit out here. So... That is the end of our show for today. Make sure to tune in next week for more fun on TBRN. And that will be all.
Yeah.
I'll try to get my archive updated with last week's show and this week's show, hopefully, before next week's show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Goodbye.